This is Mike from Pasco County Tub Refinishing, letting you know about an offer we have for this month. We are offering a tub special for tub refinishing of $199, tub and tile for $299. All of our work is warranted for 5 years. We offer senior discounts as well as military discounts and servicemen discounts. My email address is pascotubrefinishing@gmail.com, and our website is pascocountytubrefinishing.com. Ken, please give us a call. My name is Mike, and I'm the owner. Thank you very much. And my phone number is 727-557-8568.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McLean from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, 727-441-3000.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Don Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. You like that? That's good enough for you? Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. Go to hollywoodconnections.biz. You can actually see all what we do. And Hollywood Connections is here to help you get connected in show business. And I am Dawn Reese. I have a new co-host today, Yvonne Madison. It's been raining. We want to make sure she's safe. And I want to thank her for supporting our show for Hollywood Connections. And my co-host today is...
Sandy Levins.
That's right. Now, Sandy...
Can I go ahead and do it?
Yes.
Your co-host today on Hollywood Connections, woo! Sandy... Levins.
I feel like I should be wearing a belt.
There you go.
Well, Sandy was my maid of honor in Las Vegas when we got married, but we actually met. We have to tell a funny story before. We have a whole hour, and I want to introduce our other guest in a second here. Yes, and so I see Peter doing, like, I hear him, but he's talking to his Facebook.
He is, yeah.
I thought he was talking to us.
Okay.
So anyway, so Sandy and I got to tell this story real quick. We met, I was hired by an airline, I can't tell you which one, and I flew down to Las Vegas, and of course I got tickets for everybody from Joe Jackson, and we all went to, remember the show?
Well, the most important part was that you lost your phone, or your phone was dead.
Oh, that's right.
And we were on the bus together, and we were sitting in the seat, and I looked over, and she was so upset because she didn't have her phone. Of course... Of course, her contact list was like, you know, Snoop Dogg, Michael Jackson, all these famous people. And she's like, could I use your phone? And I was like, sure. And then I've got all these contacts in my phone from all these famous people. We're going to go to see Michael Jackson, and then we're going to go see a show and this and that. And it just turned into, was supposed to be school.
Right.
But it turned into, like, a lot of fun.
It did. It did. And so what happened was, after Sandy and I connected, then... I ended up getting kicked out of flight attendant school.
Mm-hmm, she did.
Well, they called me down and they said, you know, if there's something in media, you know, you can't talk to media. And I'm like, I am media. Mm-hmm. And that's hard for me to talk about, you know, keep my mouth quiet.
Yes.
So anyways.
Do you ever keep your mouth quiet, honestly? I mean, are you talking in your sleep, too? I mean, Bird, I mean, he's got some stories, I bet.
He does. But you know what? When I'm in church on Sunday, I'm quiet.
Really?
I really am. Except this Sunday. Cause
like a church mouse?
No. Except this Sunday at beamingHopeChurch.org, which we're going to play that commercial.
Okay.
I will be talking about, he actually prayed over me and Bert, and he was talking about overflow. And I've got three major testimonies that's happened that God is working in my life that I'm excited about. So I will be talking in church on Sunday on a testimony.
Awesome. That church talk is going to go about 3 hours. What is the limit on that?
Well, the pastor doesn't give me his microphone because he knows.
Well, he does know. He should know
He'll
by
never
now.
Get it back. He'll never
get it back. Never.
I know. So
love you, Donnie.
I know. You too, Peter. So Sandy also is a concert expert. We actually hooked up with one of my dear friends of Funkadelics, Gene Anderson.
We went to church.
We went to church with Gene. Yes.
Yes, we did. In his white suit and white satin shoes.
And his fur coat.
Is big time.
So me and Sandy are in the back, and we're like, what do you feel like, Sandy?
Yeah. We were the star of the church.
We were.
Well, he was also at her wedding, and he wore the same, you know, extravagant outfit, like snake skin shoes. And we're in Vegas with the big fur coat or whatever, you know. Right. And we're going through Vegas, and he struts along in front of us. And here we're all just behind him. I don't know what they thought I was, but Dawn had on the wedding dress. We were in the middle of Vegas. Everyone was taking pictures. He was wanting to sing some James Brown.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did. He did sing. And, of course, Sandy was there to support me. And
I was doing the photos, yes.
She was. And now, Sandy, tell us, you've been to so many concerts, and we're going to have you report for Hollywood Connections and get you some backstage. We're going to work on that more because you're here. You can actually see us.
We did it a little bit before.
That's right. Tell us. We're live on the air.
See, it starts out, my mom's brother was a driver for Charlie Daniels back in the 70s, and then Charlie Daniels broke his arm, and then my uncle ended up purchasing a tour bus, and he knew the route, see, because he did the lighting equipment for Charlie Daniels.
Right.
And so he started touring for, was it Florida Sunshine Company? Yeah. And he started touring for all these bands, and this is in the 80s, 70s, and 80s. So whenever he was near wherever I was living, we were in the military, so wherever we were living, at one time it was in D.C., I got to meet Night Ranger and Jefferson Starship, and he would always get me backstage, and I got to know the bands. Well, I'm still friends with Night Ranger and all those guys, and so whenever they're in town, or wherever I am, I can go and I get backstage and I get to meet the other bands. So like Boston opened for them in Spokane, Washington. So I got to go to the backstage party, the VIP for that, and I got to meet the band. I got photos of everybody. And so it's a lot of fun. And they always get me really good seats. And so then I also use my press pass,
right,
which I get from Dawn. And she, right. and I go in there. And I also worked as a photographer and a writer for the paper that I used to do, a newspaper, and so then I also had a press pass from that. So I get in, like, Jack White.
Right.
In Oregon, I was in the pit. You get, you know, the first six songs. But one of these days, I'm going to be one of those old ladies at the flea market at the beach with all my photos of all these famous people in frames, and you'll be able to purchase them there.
That's right. You know what also impresses me? Sandy has put a Facebook together for her cat.
Oh, yes.
How many followers do you have?
Well, my dad passed away last summer, and I got really sad over Christmas, and I was discovered that people have cat pages, right? And all I did was post a picture of Pootie, my cat Pootie, and I couldn't believe it. He got 500 likes. Now, I had 300 friends at the time, and I thought 500 likes was amazing. I posted a video of him, and he got like 5,000 likes. So they now have, since January, it's Precious and Pootie's Fur Baby Adventures on Facebook. They have 4,200 friends.
Wow.
Wow.
When I post a video, I'll get 25,000 hits off a video just of him cleaning himself. You know? He could be licking his lips, eating some food. People really get a kick out of the cooler I put on the porch. You know, I got to come up with different things every day. Every day I post pictures of the cats. Precious, she's a little girl. I rescued them. The story about the cats art, which is neat. They were in a bag with their siblings and their mom. They were thrown in a bag in an abandoned house in Florida.
Wow.
To die. And I was the Maine Coon Rescue Group volunteer at the time, and I wanted to rescue a Maine Coon. And they thought they were Maine Coons.
Ah.
So they were sent to a kill shelter. So the friend of mine from Maine flew all the way down to Daytona to see if these kittens were real Maine Coons. They rescued them out of the kill shelter, took them over to a regular shelter. They were all sick with upper respiratory. They get this in the animal shelter a lot because they live in their litter box. And all the siblings started dying one after another, one after another. And Precious, they didn't think, was going to make it through the night. And we were only going to adopt Pootie, but nobody else wanted the rest of them because they were sick. So Precious didn't make it. We took her home, and that's Precious of Pootie. 3 months later, the cat, the shelter burned down. 200 cats died.
Wow.
Those cats have really had a story.
Wow.
And I've had them for 16 years now.
Well, you told me to put a page together for Sandy Beach Show.
Yeah.
And Moochie Buffett Show. So now I have my Bichon Poo and my Jack Russell. Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
So let's go back. I have more to talk to you about. King James, we're going to go over to you. We have another VIP guest in the house here. And you're going to start off with some music. You've got some drumming music you wanted to play off today?
Well, you know, I've been doing drumming in the area for over 10, 15 years. But I'm excited about the news about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm drumming up on the Don Reese Connection show. But while you were gone over the weekend, you know, I'm always out hunting up new talent.
That's right.
There was an old friend of mine that a lot of people remember, Denny Falzone. I played with him over the weekend at Crystal Beach. Denny Falzone, he plays guitar, all his different Caribbean island music, and steel drums. And he must have been at the Bahama Breeze for over 10 or 15 years. And I hadn't seen him maybe in 20 years since we played together on Clearwater Beach. And I walked in the Crystal Beach Center over there because he was doing a sunset little concert there, and he recognized me. I mean, I looked at him, and he had a group of people there, and he pointed over there and saw me and said, I haven't seen this guy in over 20 years. We hadn't played. So he asked me, did I have my conga, my drums? And I said, yeah. And he said, bring him on in. And so I went back in there and got my drums and played with him, and we had a great time. So I wanted to tell you about Denny because he's well-known in the area just from being over at the Bahama Breeze for all these years. He plays beautiful island music, you know, that fits this area. So I wanted to tell Don, I wanted to invite him down to the station sometime because he can open up with the beautiful steel drum pan that he plays, and I've got one also. So, but Dawn's been gone, and I know you're going to hear all about her. You know she's wearing a new sash.
I am. I competed against ladies in the division. There's different titles that they gave.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've never carried a global title. I mean, I've had state titles. Or, you know, back in the days, 1982, I was in the Mrs. America pageant. So this is, to me, very motivating, and I'm going to do a lot with this. And my crown.
And her crown.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I've got my crown.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, and you
beautiful.
Know, and so it, you know, it helps me, like Herb's at Sandy over there.
Yeah,
you know, for motivating, working out, and this has been so eye opening. I came back with more energy now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh wow,
oh, it must be sure, and more opportunity too.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, so.
So also too is I want to introduce some. I know we have a new gal that's a new reporter. She's coming on in about 5 minutes in Nashville, Tennessee,
okay.
And we're going to talk to her. But let's swing the mic over real quick.
Okay, I'm going to run. My son's here from Hawaii waiting for me outside.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's in for a couple of weeks, but we're going to have a good time with him.
I don't blame you. Have some fun with him. I know. So let me introduce to you this amazing man. You've been watching me on Facebook. What do you think of the show?
Oh, I think the show's great. And, you know, I've listened to Walter and listened to everybody, and this is a great avenue for a lot of people. I've been around a lot. You know, I've interviewed Muhammad Ali in 1970.
I sent that to his wife already. She was here a couple weeks ago. I know.
Yeah, you know, 15 years of TV sportscaster, 6 and 11 o'clock, interviewing Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, all those guys. And also a half-an-hour show on the Travel Channel.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ron Winders. World Travel News. Tonight we go to Montreal. National TV commercials in New York City, you know, and I've been a member of Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA since 1981. So a lot of good things have happened to me, but I paid my dues, you know, New York City. I worked at the World Trade Center, and also other places, you know, on word processors at the time.
Wow. Peter, did you hear that? He was a sportscaster for many years, and he interviewed Muhammad Ali.
Really?
Shoots him the corner and scores. There
nice.
We go.
Nice. You like that? You like that intro? It's good for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard you do that in your talk show.
My sports talk show.
I'm getting to be an old man. Believe me, I could never do what you do now.
Oh, but that's not true. You're being bashful. Of course you could. So, you're the reason
hey,
why
here's
I do
something,
what
here's,
I do.
Here's something. That's, maybe it's a good time to show this. Remember... Rambo?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I made this. Rambo. Rambo, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And just maybe this is a good time, too, to show
uh-oh.
You.
He's got some goodies here, everybody.
Yeah, my sportscast, you see, everybody, most of the young people think they're hot shots. They say, well, we got the scores. They're 3-2 and 2-1. And
right.
They move their voices around. Oh, boy, look at this. Back. And they think they're really tremendous by doing that, right?
Chris
so
Berman,
when
yeah.
I did the sportscast from 1969 to 84, you
wow.
know, in places like Huntington, West Virginia and Rochester, New York, last in Syracuse, New York, and with the Jim Boeheim basketball show.
Like it.
For instance, let's say the you know typical sports guy now would say, well, in basketball, he shoots from the corner and scores, right? You know
right.
what I did back then? I had, you know the Clarabelle horns where you go like this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I would say, you know, from the corner, shoots in the corner and...
I like an old school guy
so,
that does
so
sports.
I was such a guy like that. It got to be, think about that, in 15 years of 6 and 11 o'clock sports, everybody would wait to see what I would do next. And each station that hired me would hire me because it would be for the women angle and for the non-sports angle. And so how I would be different. And the challenge for me for 15 years was how to be different each time. Maybe I'm down covering Cincinnati Reds in Florida out of, say, you know, maybe Syracuse, New York. And I would pretend I'm, well, I would be interviewing some of the fans there. And then I'd interview myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, but through editing, I put a mustache on myself, you know, and just like this.
You do a little
well,
Ron well, Burgundy.
Pete, how do you think the team's
yeah,
going to do
exactly.
this? And I go, I think they're going to do real good.
So do you have an agent now for TV and film?
Don't have an agent, and I would like to have one. You know, in New York City, I was represented by the Ford Agency, which is top of the line, and had that World Travel News on the Travel Channel. Hi, I'm Ron Winters on World Travel News. Tonight, we go to Montreal, and that's, you know, and I can do, you know, voiceovers. I've done them all. I've taken all the courses. Skippy peanut butter. Ah, it's so smooth. Dodge trucks. You know, I can do all of that. In New York City, though, represented by the Ford Agency, I would go back and forth on the subway twice a day. So it was very easy to go to auditions.
Mm-hmm.
I would have an agent in Philadelphia, and I would be able to just get on a train and go to Philadelphia. But now with the AFTRA and SAG headquarters, for instance, in Miami, it's very difficult since I live in Dunedin. So if I could pick up something around here, you know, why that would be super good.
Yeah, definitely be helpful for you.
Yeah.
So what's the toughest interview you ever did, and what's the toughest thing that people don't know about being a sports broadcaster? I'm just curious, because you know I'm one myself. To a certain degree.
I think the toughest interview I had was in 1977 with Mickey Mantle.
Really?
Isn't that cool, Peter?
That is very cool. And why was that the toughest interview? Was he drunk?
Well, yeah. And see, everybody knows him with Mickey Mantle and you know how they were. So catch the scene. In 1977, that's a long time ago. I wasn't you know that old.
Wasn't born
but
yet.
I was assigned the past. Or, you know, to go out and interview him. He was like, you know, sponsoring a new Kentucky Fried Chicken coming to town. And Mickey, just Mickey Mantle, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they pay him a few bucks. So anyway, I told him, those were the days when we didn't have tape that we could erase. Back then, it was like 16-millimeter film, scooping film. So in other words, if you had 100 feet of film, you know, once you have shoot 100 feet of film, it's all gone. So I said, Mickey, I said, there's 100 feet of film here. I have to shoot 50. And my news reporter afterwards has to shoot 50. Do you understand that? Oh, yeah, okay. So we get, you know, halfway through, and he says, hey, by the way, did you plug this place? And I could have slugged him, you know what I mean? He said, and I said, yeah, we plugged it, went on. So,
right.
You know, that's probably the toughest one. What was the second quarter?
What is the toughest thing about being a sports broadcaster that a lot of people don't know about?
Well, I haven't been one in a while, but I might mention when I was one, like I said, back in the days when we had... film instead of tape, now on tape, you know, you can just erase it. In a film, you would splice the edges together. You'd go and shoot your own thing. I went out there with a 16-millimeter Scoopig one time, and we drove off on the van, and all of a sudden we heard clunk, 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 and it was the camera we had left on top of the car that was trailing down. We forgot that.
Oh, so yikes.
Well, you know, real quick, in the sports casting world, you know, how would Peter, do you have any advice, you know, if he wanted to get with a real big network, you know, like ESPN, or any advice you can give him?
Well, you know, really, in this area, it's Spectrum Sports, you know, and which is, for those people who don't know, it was Bright House, now it's Spectrum, and it's 24 hours cable.
Yeah, and you got to have 2 years of on-air experience, which I don't have, which has been tough. It's been tough to get around.
I just know
that.
About the females.
Right.
They change females every other day. You know what I mean? Otherwise, keep your ears posted. Did somebody tell you that you had to have 2 years
yeah,
experience?
Two years.
Boy, there might be some discretion in there, really, because if you watch it, every other day, they have a new young female with the long hair, by the way, the same way, you know.
Hey, Peter, I got to go to the phones real quick. Is Logan still there?
I'm going to go to him right now. Let's go to Logan.
And can you check your email? Sandy just sent your question real quick.
Absolutely,
thank
I can.
Thank you. Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese. Who's on the air with us?
Logan.
Hi, Logan. Let me tell you about this beautiful gal that I met. She reminds me of, oh, my God, I said Princess Diaries, but Anne Hathaway. And she's so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
And she was actually last year's winner for the World Tourism for her age group. She actually is going to be one of my new reporters, and she already has her media IDs ready. We already have connects with the Hard Rock. I have a film director set up for her in Nashville to interview pretty soon. The Comic-Con events.
Yes. All you had to say was Anne Hathaway. You got my attention. That's it. I love me some Anne Hathaway, so I got to see this for myself. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. So Logan, are you excited?
I'm extremely excited. I can't even explain or fathom the amount that I am to be able to do this.
Oh, we're excited for you because, you know, you are, I call her the triple threat. She sings, she acts, she dances, and we also have an agent for her as well. So she's going to be a part of this whole arena, what we're doing. And, yes, Peter, he's still infatuated with Anne Hathaway.
I'm saying, what does she not do? Does she act, too? She acts, too, right?
She does. She's an actress.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I know. So, anyways, so tell us, Logan, so you're going to school, and so what do you want to do? Where do you see yourself?
Well, I want to act professionally, whether it be in film or theater or, you know, TV, whatever it is. I just, mostly what I want to do is focus on acting. However, I would still love to dance.
Right.
But my dance is lacking since I have stopped and continued on my years in high school.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm going to send Peter here in a little bit the interview that you did with me, and we're going to air that so very shortly after some music here, and come back. And so that's your first reporting live for Hollywood Connections.
Congratulations.
I know. And so
Thank you. We
were at the Grand Ole Opry, and
yeah.
I'm laughing so hard because, okay, you're probably going to say, Dawn, don't say it. So her and her mother have this, like, call.
Oh my gosh.
They have this call, and it's so funny. Can I say it? I don't know.
You can. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's hilarious because me and my mom, we would probably have done the same thing. So anyways, I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm calling my mother. And how do you do? Can you do that live on the air? Because this is fun radio.
I can. Well, whenever I lose my mother in the grocery store or something, I just go,
ca-caw! I do the same thing. That's when I get at the end of the day and I'm ready to just zone out or check out. That's what I do.
So we're also going to start doing that now. That's a new trend.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. So
come
the
on,
Lo-
Dawn,
the
do
Logan
it.
Call. Ka-ka!
Ka-ka! Ka-ka!
That's how I open up the segments on the show now. Every
See,
time
I did...
call, you've got to open up like that.
That's how you got to do it. That you go on there, you say, hey, my name is this. My name is Logan. I'm Hollywood Connections. Ka-ka! And then you go from there. And then you got everybody. I'm serious.
Wait, Rod, can you do that? Say, how? Welcome to Hollywood Connections.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. Speaking about that, though, it's Sam's Club. I haven't seen him in a while, but at Sam's Club, there was a guy who used to walk by all the time, and he would do some whistle. He would do a whistle, and everybody looking around, they'd be like, he'd be like, and he thought he was clever. You know,
I've never been able to do that. I can't do that. I can't whistle. I can't even blow a bubble.
Yeah. Oh my God. And there was a hula hoop contest the other day. I've never been able to do that.
I started a fad. Dear Lord, have mercy.
We did. People are driving and they're in their car going, so can you do that?
She's got to do it again.
This is what we call fun radio. Next hour is going to be power hour.
It's so good. She does it so good, too.
I know.
Hello. Hello, lady. How about that one? Lady.
Wait, Ron, can you do what she just did?
Which one?
Like Hollywood Connections? Like, can you do the...
Welcome to Hollywood Connection.
But you have to do the caca.
Hollywood Connections, caca. Hollywood Connections.
I feel like I'm looking at or hearing a Champ Kind or something from Anchorman.
That is so.
Say whammy. Go whammy.
Yeah, or what was that show? They give him the hook. Remember that one? Yeah. Next.
There we go, Logan. This is the Gong Show. Logan, you and your mom are
Gong Show. Oh, I love that show. Oh, yeah.
You're going to have Chuck to Barris. Come to Florida and be in the station with us.
Oh, please do. I'm from Florida, so being able to visit any chance, go down there and get some sunlight again so I won't be pale.
Ka-ka!
That's my producer. My husband's doing it at home, too. He's listening. All right, Bert, you do it at home, silently.
Some dead air.
I know.
People are expecting Bert to come on.
I know. He's like, what is she talking about? So anyways, so she's a gorgeous, talented young lady. And what was that place your mom took me to of the best barbecue in Nashville?
That would be Jack's Barbecue. We have three locations. I only know two of them. One of them is on Broadway in Nashville. And then another one is on your way to the airport. And they... literally the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
And on the way to the airport, it's so funny because like your mom took me there and I was like, oh my gosh, and the brisket and the everything they had there was so delicious. I did a little video and your mom popped on. But you know it's crazy. You know it's crazy about Nashville, everybody, because this is a fun hour. So I get to the airport. I don't know if you know this, Logan, it's so funny because I told your mom this. And so I get to the airport. Yeah. And so I'm checking in and there's this beautiful lady. She has a bride's t-shirt on. And so she's in front of me and They go, I'm sorry, we're going to have to pat you down. Uh-huh. And she's like, are you serious? Like, I was a flight attendant. I've never had this happen. And I'm like, oh, thank God, I don't have to go through that. All of a sudden, the lady looks at me and she goes, we're going to do the same thing with you. And I'm like, there's something showing on your computer. I'm like, I probably didn't turn it off. You know, then I'm thinking Madea style here. I'm thinking, you know, when Madea went through the airport, you know, I'm like,
hello.
Is this, hello.
Hello.
And the questions they were asking me, I really wanted to come back with some really, you know, is there any place that you don't want me to touch? I'm like, you know, Peter, I was like, I couldn't believe it. Half hour to get into the airport.
It sounds like a line you would use in a bar. You know, I got to pat you down now. I may try to use that one of these days. You know, just that time of month. You know, I got
to
pat you down here.
Responds with a
caw-caw. Caw-caw! Exactly.
Yeah, so that was my Nashville experience on the way home, you know. So anyways, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go to one of my favorite songs. Actually, Sandy, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite rock and roll song?
Oh my gosh, I don't
anything?
I got your song on.
You got my song on?
Yeah, I got
Let's go to a song. We're going to come back with her first interview that she did with me in just a second. We'll be right back. Hold on, Logan.
Ka-ka!
I will. <He's> so...
Can you hold?
See fire and go. Material things I had not to give to you. Honey and sweets I had not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this our love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mind. tale. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dream, dreamland.
Okay, Logan, so we're going to do something different. We're going to have you say hi, your name, reporting for Hollywood Connections, and you're going to interview me live on the air.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Peter, say your action 3, 2, 1, and Peter, be nice. He wants to do this bird sound.
Ka-ka! All right, here we go.
You got him hooked, Logan.
Action 3, 2, 1.
Hi, reporting for Hollywood Connections. It's Logan.
Hi, Logan. And so you have some questions for me, right?
I do. Today, I wanted to know a few questions about the pageant, because I know that you just recently got a global title and that you've never held one before. How is that?
Thank you, Logan. You know what? I will tell you, I am super excited because I've never had a global title, ever. So I'm going to have some fun, you know, with this title. Actually, I took it yesterday to a major audition. I can't tell anybody yet, but I showed them something with this title, and it was a story, and it pays very well. But I was telling them my story of how I got, you know, the title and how I competed and how it helped me. But there's a lot more to the world's tourism pageant, you know, and I've been out of the pageant world, but I'm so grateful that I got this title. For people that want to come in next year, I'm going to run a state Florida pageant for girls, all ages, like this beautiful one sitting with us. That Kristen. Hopefully, I know, she's gorgeous, and we're going to get her over here. And, you know, just to know that, you know, when Terry puts up challenges, that you have to do a challenge, it's that those all count. You know, what also counts, yes, your appearances count. So there's a lot that goes into a title. Your state costume has to be very creative, and there's some really creative ones out there. And I'm going to have to...
Yeah.
Pitch something to somebody next year for a creative title for Florida that can sew. I mean, I guess we're not supposed to have anybody else do it.
Trust me, you got to start way early.
Well, the last
girls that start the day that it ends.
Well, it's funny, I think, because my cousin is watching Donna, and the last thing she knows, she's probably laughing, because the last thing I sewed was a long time ago. It was a baby blanket, and I gave it to her, and she said, "I love your present, but it fell apart."
Oh no. Did you knit or crochet it?
I sewed it. It was my expertise in that land doesn't work. Okay, Logan, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I wanted to know that since you decided to do this, and, you know, I know that you kind of gained a little bit of confidence, as you told me when we were dropping you off, What would be your word of advice or your words to live by for anyone who's wanting to go into the pageant system?
That is great advice. There's so much that I'm so glad that I went because, like I said, I didn't realize what was all together in a national pageant. You know, I used to run them back in the days. But every pageant has their own way of doing things and what they look for and what the judges look for. So you have to be prepared. You know, I put my scrapbook together really kind of last minute. And I didn't realize the scrapbooks I saw was like a movie. You know, it was huge scrapbooks. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, and still getting the title for that. That was really impressive for what I did kind of last minute. But also the opportunity and everything that you put into this. So my thing is, you know, if you feel like you want to enter this World's Tourism Pageant, you know, for Florida, I'm going to be running the state. But there's a lot that goes into it. Prepare a year ahead of time. You know, don't wait for the last minute. And, you know, so that was my thing is just be more prepared for the opportunity to be on stage as well. But, you know, hey, coming back with a global title, I'm super excited. I'm super excited.
All of us are very proud of you. I know that. All of us here, me and Taryn, have already been talking about how excited we are to have you as our global misses.
Aww.
And my last question for you probably would be, since you are now a national director for the pageant, what would be the first thing that you would tell your girls once they get the title?
I would first tell them that I'm proud of them, that that I want to enjoy a really fun time in Nashville, Tennessee with them, but also I want to prepare them. I want them to come in. It's like, you know, test. You know, you can know something about something and kind of wing it, or do you really want to know everything about it? And I want them to come in and walk out with national titles next year, and that's my preparedness, because if you don't prepare, you know, you never know. It could be hit or miss. So mine is to really prepare them and just tell them to be themselves, you know. Don't be anybody else, you know. Tell your real life in the interviews. Be yourself. Don't put on a show, you know, and don't lie, you know. Just be yourself and you know, that's what, you know, and especially, you know, Logan, I've been used to judging pageants my whole life. So what was hard for me was sitting on the other side of the judges table. You know, I just judged a national pageant 2 weeks ago. Yeah. You know, and I sat down, the first interview, I was waiting for her to speak for a minute because I was like, hi, tell me about yourself. But I'm like, oh, wait a second, I'm the contestant, you know? Well, hello. But, you know, and just to know that you know, the things that you do, the platform is very important with this pageant. I mean, I have a platform called Be Cool, Stay in School, and I really didn't get into that because I'm in the schools helping the kids, you know? So that's a big part of this pageant system. They're like, what is your platform? You know, and my platform is, of course, Hollywood Connections, but helping people get really well connected. Peter's really liking your voice, Logan.
Thank you.
He's my single producer.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he's probably going to have you be a sports reporter, too, and for his sports show.
What do you know about sports?
I was up to the female high
school. Okay.
Four-year high school.
Oh, very nice.
But as far as actual terminology, I am severely lacking because I spend most of my time on a stage, either looking pretty or looking ugly, playing a character that doesn't speak. So,
nothing wrong with that. That's the reason why I do a sports talk show, to corrupt every female out there. God put me on earth for one reason only, not only to educate but also entertain at the same time, and corrupt every female into becoming a sports fan. So you should definitely tune into my show on Saturdays from 3 to 5. The Sports Web.
I sure will.
All right.
I sure will. Now that I have the link and everything, I'm going to listen to it.
There you go.
Super cool. Now, Logan, we also have a VIP guest in the house. And Ron, introduce yourself to her.
Yes, Ron Winders.
Tell her what you do.
Hi.
I've been a TV sportscaster for several years, starting in 1969, and interviewed Hank Aaron back then. And I started in Plattsburgh, New York. And a lot of people back then. And I interviewed Muhammad Ali in 1970 in my first TV job in Saranac, New York. And, you know, interviewed Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, all those people. I remember in 82 to 84, I was a sportscaster in Syracuse, New York. So they sent me down to cover the New York Yankees down to Florida at spring training. So, yeah, the main thing was to interview Yogi Berra and some of the guys. So what happens is... I had my camera guy, and we were just waiting for Yogi to come on over. All of a sudden, Yogi comes on over and say, hey, Yogi, can we get an interview for Syracuse? And he said, no. I just gave my interview the other side of the roof over there. No one, no, Yogi. Can you imagine? My Syracuse TV station has paid me to interview Yogi Berra. If I go back there without the interview, I'm in sad shape. So I basically said, please, Yogi. Please.
Please, Yogi. Save my child.
Please, Yogi.
Save my child.
So, you know, we did a couple other things, short things. Let's see. I'll never forget, I covered a karate thing earlier in the day, and we had the tape ready to go. And so I was supposed to say, well, in martial arts today, and I said, in marital arts today. Yeah.
That's something I would do.
Another time, you know, it's like I interviewed people in Special Olympics in Huntington, West Virginia. Maybe the tape was 3 minutes out of the 3.5 minute sportscast. So all I basically had to do was introduce it and say, well, welcome to the sportscast today. We had it. And they gave me the stretch sign.
Oh, geez.
Meaning they didn't have the 3 minutes out of the 3.5 minute thing available. So I'm going like, it was a great tournament stretching. And at the, you know, the Special Olympics today. And then finally they cued me. So those are some of the fun things that happen in live TV or radio.
Well, also too, Logan, we've got somebody calling in from South Florida, Gerald Knowles. He's a film director. Stay on the air with us. And then I'm going to have Andrew Heller. Andrew has a movie called AGiftOfTheHeart.com, and he's got some books out. And I tell you, I have the actor's handbook, and it's pretty amazing. He's actually going to put a workshop together pretty soon for talent, and it's like 150. I think Gerald Knowles is on, right?
He's on.
Hey, Gerald Knowles. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Introduce yourself to everybody.
Yes, how you doing? I'm Jared Knowles. I'm the founder and president of Widescreen Festival and Grand Indy Wise Convention.
That's right. You've got a super amazing event coming up, and I couldn't make the last one because one of my beauty queen reporters was actually killed in a car crash, and I had to go over. I know that was devastating to me and to everybody.
Sorry to hear that.
But, you know, in the meantime, we're trying to get over there. When is your event, and where is it at?
The event will be August 24th through 27th down here in Miami. Ooh. And our host resort is the Ramada Marco Polo Beach Resort. But we have various events. Our key events are the Friday, August 25th Yacht Gala.
I know.
That takes place. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. That's actually just a stone's throw away, just a few minutes away from the hotel up in Hollywood. And on Saturday, August 26th, we do our screenings. We show all the films from about filmmakers from 80 different countries will be present. And we're showing our films at AMC Aventura 24.
That's right. If you have anybody in the next week or two that you need to be featured on the air, any other film directors. But, you know, you amaze me because you're a film director yourself. Now, I have a gal. She's my new reporter from Tennessee. And, Logan, welcome. And I want you to do your first interview live with Gerald.
Oh, okay. Well, hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent.
I'm okay.
Great.
You're going to say reporting for Hollywood Connections. You're on. Go.
Sure thing. Reporting for Hollywood Connections, this is Logan, and today I have...
Jared Alexander Knowles.
Awesome. Well, I have a few questions for you. Well, sure. Being a film director yourself, what would it be like to have... Okay, rephrase that. What's the hardest thing that you've come across when, you know, directing these films with all these different actors and so many people on set? What is the hardest thing for you to take control of?
Well, I think more so as of recently, I'm actually directing festivals now. I've moved away from the film directing. But, you know, to answer the question and to tie it into what I'm doing now, basically the hardest thing is just dealing with people and various different personalities and fundraising, of course. I mean, everyone would agree raising the funds that's needed in order to successfully carry out your vision. So that's definitely the biggest challenge is the fundraising as well as managing different personalities.
Oh, well, that's really exciting because what you said about the different personalities, I know that some people have been known, even watching some of the things that they've done in festivals, that some of the scenes didn't make the cut or some of what they had done come back and didn't look as good as they had. Has there ever been something that was just completely unbearable that you never thought would ever happen directing a festival?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, that are unbearable, but you learn to make them bearable. I mean, as a festival director, your job is to make the impossible possible and to provide an experience that's memorable for your attendees. And, you know, film directors, festival directors, I mean, we're all magicians. You know, we're all miracle workers. And people look to us and expect us to work those miracles. That's part of us wearing that title. So, yeah, most definitely. There are quite a few things that you have to oversee that, you know, could be very uncomfortable and very unbearable. But as a festival director, you find a way to make it possible and make it bearable and make it enjoyable.
Well, Logan, if you were here, I'd send you over there to his event coming up. But also, too, is Gerald, what did you think last time when I couldn't make it? Guess who stood in for me? Mama Ali, Muhammad Ali's first wife.
Oh, my gosh. That's so amazing.
Yes, amen. She was a pleasure to meet and so much fun.
I know. And guess what? Ron here actually interviewed Muhammad Ali. He's a, you know, a back-in-the-day sportscaster.
Fall of 1980 at Saranac Lake, New York is when I interviewed him.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
We got the word, by the way, that that was from out of Plattsburgh, New York. We got the word that he was going to be in that camp. So we headed down there, and just coming out of the exit was a vehicle with a license plate, ALI. So here's a limousine coming out, and we went and said, "Hey, Muhammad, can we get an interview with you?" And so we went in there and got the interview. And by the way, if you go to my website, Ron Winders, and it's Weebly.com, RonWindersWeebly.com, or just go to YouTube, Ali interview, and a lot of other good things are there.
Super cool. Well, Gerald, we're excited. Give your website so people can sign up and get tickets now.
Yeah, sure. Our tickets are on Eventbrite. But more specifically, if you just go to our website, which is convention.getindiewise.com. So if you go ahead and go to convention.getindiewise.com. That's essentially where you can find the information, not just for tickets, but also the schedule of events, as well as the various speakers that will be present. And you can also find the screening schedule of the movie showing as well.
Wonderful. What are some surprise guests that will be there? What film directors, or can you give us a little hint?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Our celebrity guests. Actually, just yesterday we made this official. We're going to have Luis Guzman is going to be present. Luis Guzman, he's a phenomenal actor, I mean, of Puerto Rican descent. And this gentleman, you would find him in various different amazing Hollywood films. But more specifically, he's been in Carlito's Way, in Boogie Nights, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3,
nice.
Anger Management. Those are just some of the movies that he's appeared in. And, you know, a great, phenomenal actor. He's attending along with his producer, Sammy Guzman. They'll both be present. We're also going to have Mama Ali is going to be back.
I know. My producer is going to be there. I'll be using his camera as well. Yes.
Definitely. And then we also have Kelvin Garman, who's a former NFL player, and Snoop Robinson, who is a film director based in Dallas, Texas. So,
ooh. You
know, we have a full lineup of, you know, of notable guests and, you know, lots of other great special guests and phenomenal attendees from about 80 different countries as well. So
that is phenomenal. If there's anybody you want me to feature in the next couple of weeks, let me know as well. I'll do that.
Most certainly.
Thank you so much for your time for calling in. Logan, stay on the line with us. And Gerald, thank you. I'll be placing that information again on my Facebook and HollywoodConnections.biz after the show.
Sure, that sounds good. I appreciate that.
And we need you here. I need to do an hour special on you. I mean, he's amazing. He's been on every talk show and every travel around the world. And Gerald, you're more than welcome to be my guest anytime to the station, please.
No, that's my pleasure. I appreciate that, Dawn.
Awesome. All right, maybe you and Mama Ali can drive up together. Oh, well, let's make that happen. Seriously.
Yeah. I was over there earlier this year for the Sunscreen Festival in Tampa, so
oh,
that was cool.
I was there. Where were you? I was there on the opening on the red carpet.
I think I came to the second night, the Friday
no.
night, I believe it was.
I missed you. It's like two passing ships. We keep missing each other.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah. We have to make it official and just meet. I mean, you know, definitely if you're, you know, willing and able to attend the convention, please do.
I will, and I'm going to talk to Mama Ali. She wants to come back on the show. Maybe you two could ride up here. together.
Definitely.
That would be awesome. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm Dawn Reese. And have a blessed week as well. Thank you so much, Gerald.
My pleasure. Right. I'll take care.
God bless. Logan, stay on the line with us. Logan, how's your timing?
I'm sorry, what?
How is your timing for the next hour?
I'm about to go see Steel Magnolias at the Roxy, which is in downtown Clarksville, but that doesn't start for another hour, so.
Oh, good, because
I can't stay on the phone.
We'll get your media in there. You can start to interview them as well, and then you don't have to pay to get in. You know, you can do some interviews for live radio, which is also cool. But I have Deanna Brown, James Brown's daughter, calling in on the next hour. And surprise with that. And we also have Rita King, B.B. King's daughter, calling in at 7:30. And my son has a new business that he's promoting in Phoenix, Arizona. But in the meantime, Logan, I have one question real quick. I want someone to introduce themselves. Tell everybody who your name is and who you are.
My name's Christy.
And how old are you, Christy?
8.
Can you do me a favor? Can you say reporting for Hollywood Connections? Can you ask Logan how it felt to be a beauty queen? Can you ask her? We have 1 minute. Say, Logan, how was it to be a beauty queen? What did you do? Can you say that? She's on the air from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi.
This is her first time on the radio. She's very shy, but that's okay. That's okay.
There's some people out there that do shows for a year that are shy, too. So, you know,
I have major singers that can sing on stage and they can't interview.
It happens.
It does.
She's 8 years old. She's okay. You'll be okay. Just talk to us like we're your friends.
Yeah. Can you just can you say, tell us about your pageant life?
Come on. Give us a caca. Give us a caca. Come on. Do that.
That's okay. Oh, that's all right. She's a sweetheart. She's beautiful. She's getting used to the radio station. Have a seat there, sweetheart. So I always just test them. You know, that's what we do. We audition on the air and we decide, can they handle it? Can they be on the air with us?
That's it. Throw their feet into the fire.
There you go. That's okay. Ooh. So she can tell all her friends I was on the radio.
That's right.
Hopefully she's not scarred for life now. Thanks a lot, Dawn.
thanks a lot.
Good job.
So we have Andrew Heller. He'll call in shortly. Is he on the phone yet?
He's not.
Okay. Andrew is a gift of the heart.com. Check that out. He's got John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard. He's also got Austin St. John from the original Power Ranger. Hopefully we can get him to call in. Logan, you can interview him as well.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
So we need you to call back in 10 minutes. That would be great. Can you call me back in 10 minutes, Logan?
Sure.
Awesome. Sounds good. We'll have you back at the 7 o'clock hour. And Ron, we have a few minutes here. So tell us, you're talking about different voiceovers and things that you do, or is that the passion that you want to cover as well in voiceover?
Yes, it is. And a voice has been a major part of me. I started taking trumpet lessons when I was 8 years old. My father actually died when I was 6. Mm-hmm. He was 39. And I begged my mother to start taking trumpet lessons. They were in vaudeville, and it was kind of tragic at the time. My mother got a job in a cafeteria, and she was a wonderful person and brought me up. But I begged my mother to start playing trumpet, which I did. And that took me through the high school state band and through the First Army Band. But right before the First Army Band in 1963, November 22nd, I was coming out of literature class, and everybody was crying. And I wondered, what happened here? And they said, President Kennedy has
got shot. Yep.
Wow.
So here I am, 18 years old, as a freshman in college, doing my first semester, and I'm saying, we just found out that President Kennedy has been shot. Now he's passed away. So after that, in 1965, went in the Army instead of being drafted. I got in the First Army Band.
Wow. Well, we're going to our 7 o'clock hour. If you're driving, we've got a really good show. Ron, you're going to stick with us for the next hour. Sandy, my dear friend, I know you want to go to dinner, and I'm going to try to keep you here.
Yes, we do.
What time is your dinner reservation?
7:30. Well, about 7:30.
Good. You can stay with us for about 15 minutes and say hi to Deanna on the air.
They're waiting for us.
Oh, no.
So we do have to go.
All right. Well, I want to thank you.
We will come back again.
Good, good. Well, let's introduce your mom. We have 1 minute. Take the microphone over to her real quick. Nope.
Here you go.
Okay. And we have 1 minute. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Joyce Jordan.
That's right. And Joyce, we're going to do a dating show for you.
Well, thank you. That sounds exciting.
I know. Date with Joyce, Sandy's mom. Hi.
It won't be dull.
I know. We could do that. Sandy, what do you think?
It would be fabulous. No man can keep up with my mother. You have to be able to dance 5 days a week.
Drink lots of wine and dance 5 days a week. And travel.
Stay active.
Yeah,
that's right. The secret.
That's right. We'll be back. 7 o'clock hour. I'm Dawn Reese. HollywoodConnections.biz. All right.